All right, let's get to our next guest. Joe Gilbert is Portfolio Manager at Integrity Asset Management, discussing the latest on the markets. Joe, welcome to the program. It does seem as though what we had was certainly a look at what inflation was doing for the last few weeks and not looking at the growth picture. Has there been a tilt?
No, thanks for having me on. You know, I don't know necessarily if there's been a tilt. I think the market, you know, likes to focus on what it, you know, what's in front of it. So, you know, we have the GDP numbers that come out and we're more focused on the growth aspects. We get CPI and then the market pivots to more inflation, where they both are big concerns, growth and inflation, because one is running too hot and one is, you know, we fear is running a lot lower than people expect right now. So, you know, I think right now the market is probably ripe to focus on inflation, especially this week with Jackson Hole, because that's what Chairman Powell is going to focus on, and where he guides the markets and how strongly he talks down inflation is going to be pivotal how risk assets perform this week.
So inflation, if it is turning, is not so bad if you have growth. We did have a strong jobs report, and we had a strong services PMI, and we had companies announce earnings that were pretty solid. On the weak side, we have a market signal. We have the inversion of the yield curve, which suggests recession is coming. What else are you looking at to figure out that formula?
You know, I think right there in your question that you had some good roadmaps there, because I think what has happened here is that, you know, the market looks at the jobless, the job numbers, which were very strong, as you alluded to. And then we have all the, you know, the services PMI, which was strong. A lot of these indicators are backward looking. So you have right now that, so the Fed will talk about how strong the economy is, but it really should be saying how strong the economy was. So I think that is actually where we're going to have this disconnect, because if they keep layering on more and more rate hikes in the midst of these lagging indicators, I think that's how you get caught off sides there. And then we end up in a situation where the Fed is going to need to cut a lot sooner than they are suggesting that they want to.
So the question is then, I suppose, you know, with all the information available, Joe, how do you invest in that money? I mean, is this the time to be looking at some of those equity or, should I say, industry groups which have performed badly? Again, you've got to be selective here and look at them once again.
That's exactly right. That's how we're playing it right now. We look at it as a first in, first out market. And what I mean by that is, at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of technology stocks, a lot of the earlier cyclical companies sell off. And then you had on the flip side, more of the lagging companies and sectors such as energy were the ones that performed strongly. So we think right now what we've had is we've had a pivot in the market. So what we're doing is we're just looking at more of the consumer discretionary names, which sold off strongly in the first quarter of the year. Some of the semiconductor names, some of the housing names, because we think that's the contrarian play. But we also think that those sectors have already discounted a recession, whether it be mild or severe. So I think that is where you're going to have the opportunities. That's where you're going to have the evaluation protection on the downside.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I let's focus on housing for a moment then, because, you know, we got some data last week that spooked a lot of people. Housing starts were down 9.6%, and that sounds bad, but it's actually good for the builders. It's good for prices, and so it's probably good for people. The home builders have learned a lot since the GFC. They're shutting down the housing starts because they don't want a glut. But what some people would like to see is a glut, because that would really bring down prices, and that's not this.
No, and I think that you're right there. I mean, the housing, the home builders have gotten religion. They're managing their business a lot, you know, a lot more smartly than they previously have. So we don't expect there to be a glut of inventory. And so with that allows them to be able to be a lot more strategic. And when they actually are building homes and making sure that the houses that they sell are going to be as profitable now as they were, you know, a year ago. So I think that is the opportunity there. Unfortunately, as you also alluded to, that prevents home prices from really dramatically falling, and that owner's equivalent rent aspect of it that goes into the CPI from really falling dramatically as well.
Joe, how does okay, we talk about what's going on with interest rate hikes, but how does quantitative tightening at the moment affect the way you look at investments? And on top of that, what have we seen so far? Are we seeing any impact from it?
No, you know, right now I think we're really on the precipice of actually feeling any of the quantitative tightening. I think I'm being honest, we haven't really even felt this full scale of the interest rate hikes. Quantitative tightening, you know, is going to be full scale starting, I believe, next month. Our what we think is, you know, the market isn't really factoring in that quantitative tightening alone this year is roughly equal to 25 basis points of a rate hike. So we think that, you know, that is, there's additional tightening going on in the system. There's additional tightening with money supply coming out of the system. So all of these things actually bode well for inflation coming down. We just have to get to the point of, is inflation going to come down fast enough or rapidly enough that, that the Fed is actually willing to pause.
All right, Joe, I like your style. Direct. Very good. Thank you for joining us here live, particularly on your Sunday evening. Joe Gilbert, portfolio manager at Integrity Asset Management.